Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on! Oh, yes. Good morning. It is the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Stephen Lankford in with you leading up to 6 o'clock, and then Kozlow and Covey will start your morning off. Good morning. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. It is 5 a.m., and if you're on your way to work right now, or if you're on your way home from work, we know that the people up at this hour, they're the ones doing the important jobs, right? I mean, except for maybe the one I'm doing right now compared to all of you. But if you are doing whatever you're doing, thank you so much. And thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully I can make your commute a little more entertaining. Coming up, want to talk about George Kittle and that damn contract. I know the station was on it yesterday, but what am I supposed to do? I was talking about it yesterday, and I felt like Kittle, regardless of the amount that he was going to receive, we knew it wasn't going to be $17, $18 million because that's what everyone is saying he deserves. Of course, he deserves that sort of money. George Kittle, with the type of player that he is, deserves all the money in the world. But we kind of figured $18 million, a little too much. Then it was reported it'd be a little over $15 million a year. And we're thinking that's good. And then the 49ers signed him for 5 years, $75 million deal, $15 per year. $30 million guaranteed when he signs, and then a $10 million guarantee for injuries, so $40 million in total, and that was the key for me. That was the key. I've been talking about it for the last 2 days, ever since these reports have started surfacing, and I don't like the "I've been doing this on my show" bit. Oh, I said this, I said that. I do enough of that on social media. If you follow me on Instagram, at Slankford2, I tend to screen record and post to my story when I'm right, like Draymond being on TNT and being excellent at doing what he does, called that in March. But that's neither here nor there. But the guarantee was the important part, and $40 million guaranteed out of his $75 million as compared to Austin Hooper, who was making $42 million, $10.5 million a year, and he was guaranteed $23 million. So that was the key for me, was that he's just going to want more guaranteed money. That's what it's about in the NFL, because you want that. You want to know that you're going to get paid. You want to know that you're like Kirk Cousins, that no matter how you do, no matter if your voice cracks in the middle of a game, which has happened with Kirk Cousins, I recommend you look that up on YouTube if you haven't, he's going to be making his contract fully guaranteed no matter what. And that's what football players want. That's what they're seeing in baseball. That's why they're jealous of these baseball players and their big contracts, because it's fully guaranteed. So that's what I wanted for George Kittle, and he got it. We'll get to some sound from Brian Baldinger, John Clayton, Adam Kaplan. You're going to hear from Ian Rappaport, from Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Are you kidding me? That guest lineup? That was awesome. Awesome stuff. And I can tell you, that Kittle contract was not expected. So we were thinking that it might come today, maybe even tomorrow. But yesterday, when the news broke, That's when we started, you know, trying to get the guests, and we got some of the best in the business. So you're going to hear from them coming up in a little bit. But I did just want to talk about this game for a second. This is something that happened last night as the Blazers beat the Nets in a pretty crazy day for the Western Conference in NBA.
So nine.
Oh, my
Look
goodness.
Look at this shot by Lillard.
Oh, my goodness. That was from the NBA logo.
Oh, my goodness. What a shot.
You've got to be kidding me. One dribble over half court. Dead center.
That was taken from Corvallis. Wow, what a shot. Four-point game.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable from Dame Lillard as the Blazers go on to beat the Nets. And he's had an incredible run, Dame Lillard has, in the past three games. But I do want to say this. And Jarrett Allen on the Nets was just cleaning up the glass yesterday on the offensive side. But I do want to say this, and this is, I think this doesn't just go for yesterday's game when he had a big rebound and when they needed it. Because I feel like Jarrett Allen would have had a more dominant game around the rim had Yusuf Nurkic not been on that team. And I think we need to pay Yusuf Nurkic his respect, not only to Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard, he's been carrying the team. But Yusuf Nurkic has been doing the dirty work. He's been averaging a double-double in the bubble so far. A double-double in the bubble. And he has been great. And he was out with injury for a majority of the year, and that's why the Blazers were where they were at. So was Zach Collins. And you get those two back, you get some size, then finally you're able to get some rim protection, and you can kick it to Nurkic in the middle, space the floor, get Carmelo open out in the corner. Wish he would have made that three at the end. That would have that could have probably sealed it and been the dagger, which he already had hit something or like that earlier in the bubble. But man, what a good game. They got a play-in game against Memphis coming up on Saturday so they could play for that eighth seed. It's been so great watching the Western Conference, but playoffs are about to start, and I couldn't be more excited, even though the Warriors aren't in it this year. And it's going to be a little different not watching the Warriors totally upset the Rockets, totally take down the Blazers' dreams. As much as I like the Blazers, I'm a big fan of the Trail Blazers. I like a lot of their players. I like CJ McCollum. I like the kind of, I just like his personality. I like Dame Lillard because he's ice cold and he just doesn't care what anyone thinks, and he's really authentic with who he is. So personality wise, love that team. But when watching the Warriors beat them and watching them sweep them, it was pretty fun. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line, as well as the phone number. I'm amped up today. The reason being, it's random, but I got a cold brew maker thing. I paid $26 for it on Amazon, and I got it sent to my place. And essentially what you do is you pour the coffee ground into this little filter in the top of, in this pitcher like substance. You put the coffee ground into the filter, then you fill it with water and you let it sit for 12 to 14 hours, then you put it in the fridge. And I had some for the first time going up this morning, so I'm amped up. I'm amped up right now. 888-957-9570. I would love for you to join me. And we got the Bay Bridge series coming up this weekend. I was talking about it earlier in the week when the A's are going to play the Giants, and I'm doing this again. But Jesus Luzardo and Frankie Montas getting the start tonight, but then Jesus Luzardo tomorrow. You're facing their two best pitchers, and those guys are hot right now. So it's hard to see the Giants getting any sort of offensive production against those guys when they're pitching the way they're pitching. Frankie Montas, maybe, but I see Jesus Luzardo being lights out, and he's going to be really fun to watch. And I'm going to get to George Kittle here in a second. However, I do think you need to watch Champions by the Bay today. You have an hour and a half of free time. Go to YouTube, search up Champions by the Bay. And I mentioned this a while ago, but you got to go on YouTube, check it out. It is a documentary. I think it's narrated by Bob Costas. It's from the 90s, and it just chronicles the Bay Bridge series. And it goes through the Giants and their season, and it takes you through the injuries and who their star players are. And it does the same with the A's, and then those two end up clashing. And it's crazy in 1989 how many injuries plagued the A's that year. That's why the Killer Bees came through with Tony Phillips, Stan Javier, And I think it was Mike Gallego was the other one. I could be wrong on that. But I highly recommend you watch it to get yourself ready for the Bay Bridge series. But it is George Kittle who got the big money yesterday, 49ers tight end. And this guy, you've heard it all yesterday, but it's true. And this is a statement that's true. He is the heartbeat of that team. He is the guy who brings everyone up in a locker room. When a athlete like that is having fun, other guys want to have fun around him, and it ultimately makes them better. You can say anything you want about the 49ers last year, but you can't deny that that team, more than any other team, maybe, you know what, I put the Ravens in that category as well until that wild card game, but no other team besides the Ravens looked like they were having as much fun as the 49ers were having. And that's just because they were winning a majority of the time, and winning is fun. But even before that, it just feels like the culture there is all about enjoying the game that you're getting paid for. And George Kittle's at the forefront of that. So I think him getting the 5-year, $75 million deal, $40 million guaranteed. Funny thing, it was reported, the guarantees were reported by the Pardon My Take podcast, which is the Barstool Sports featuring PFT Commenter and Barstool Big Cat, which is an awesome podcast, by the way. And they were the ones who reported it because they're starting to get more. They're kind of friends with these guys, so they're getting the inside scoop. I'm sure they texted George Kittle right away and said, hey, do you have any details for us that you can't give any of these other guys? And they ended up reporting the guarantee. When I saw that on Twitter, my mind was blown. And there's a lot that I want to get to with George Kittle. There was an awesome story on Bleacher Report talking about how he was recruited. And it's just, it's been such an unexpected journey for him, I think. That's going to be coming up in a little bit. But listen to Kittle and him being mic'd up. This is a perfect example of him having some fun on the football field.
Oh, hey. Just taking a shower. Oh, sorry. Are you guys following me? Hey, am I too close? How close can I get?
Close like football, baby.
Hey, Jim, did you hear what today is? Hey, Sash, you're tied in there, so I thought I'd say a few words, boys. Let's go.
Hey, I hope you guys got a sensor button.
Yeah. Do you have a beep button?
Beep.
Oh, hey there. I don't know. Still a high chance of snow down here. I think we brought it with us again. Might see it. You might not. Might get some flurries. You got another game underneath you, don't you?
Dude, I got more than a game.
I know you do. Hey, be you, guys. Be you. Or BTO, one or the other. That'd be cool, too. Bosa! 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 I'm so happy he's on my team. Bring him out. Bring him out.
That was just a little compilation of things that he would say. There's even more than that. The guy just has fun playing football, and there's a video online. It's one of those, I would pull it up, but it's one of those videos where they took a you know, a camera phone to the TV, and the audio's not any good. But it was against the Falcons, and he pancake blocks this, I think it was a safety or a nickel corner, I can't remember. But, you know, he was in his number was in the 30, so he was obviously in the secondary, and he was a smaller guy, and he pancakes him in the end zone, and he turns around, and he's maniacally laughing. I mean, when you see that video, you're just like, how is that dude even having that much fun?
Rides, baby, all day long. Get your tickets.
The Niners, they made the right move there in paying their guy. And coming up next, I want to get to this story from Bleacher Report talking about how he was recruited, because the details are pretty cool in some of these quotes. There was something he said back in 2018, which felt like a kind of enlightenment for him. It's a pretty funny quote talking about just staying in bounds when he's a tight end as opposed to going out of bounds. Plus, we got a bunch of stuff on his contract, his details, the salary cap. We got sound from Kaplan, John Clayton, Brian Baldinger, all of these guys. And you're going to hear from Ian Rappaport, who was on with Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. So we got a lot to unpack today. I could go for 4 hours. That might have been the cold brew coffee talking, but I really could. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line, as well as the phone number. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
It's never too early for Daft Punk. It's never too early for One More Time. All the Flight of the Conchords wanted to do was sound like Daft Punk. You want to sound like Daft Punk. This is what they wanted to sound like. Good morning. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game. It is Friday. And it's 5:20 in the morning. Thank you so much for tuning in, if you are. If you're on your way to work, if you're on your way home from work, 5:20 in the morning, not an easy time to be up. I'm going to continue to repeat that. So all props go to you. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. I mean, yesterday we had a pretty wild day for the Western Conference as the Suns went 8-0 in the bubble, and the Grizzlies ended up winning as well. So all eyes were on the Blazers and the Nets, and essentially the Blazers had to win so that they could be in the play-in game against the Grizzlies. And Caris LeVert was doing whatever he wanted against the Blazers defense. The Blazers defense has not been good numbers-wise. They're the 21st ranked team in defensive rating, meaning they're giving up the most points per 100 possessions. Now, they're scoring at an incredible rate, but their defense hasn't been there. And yesterday you saw a little bit of that when they were playing the Brooklyn Nets. And the Nets, if they keep that squad together, you know, Joe Harris, Caris LeVert, Jarrett Allen, and you add Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant to the mix, they could be pretty good. They could be pretty good. But it was a great game yesterday. And Dame Lillard hit the shot of the day. I'm going to get to these quotes from George Kittle in just a second, or rather, George Kittle's old coaches, agents, whatever, and guys who were trying to get him into the NFL, because he wasn't expected to be there right out of high school. But we'll get to that in a second. Dame Lillard hit a shot from the moon yesterday.
He was 6 of 9.
Oh, my
Look
goodness.
Look at this shot by Lillard.
Oh, my goodness. That was from the NBA logo.
Oh, my goodness. What a shot.
You've got to be kidding me. One dribble over half court. Dead center.
That was taken from Corvallis. Wow, what a shot. Four-point game.
Credit TNT for that audio. I mean, you see how impressed they were with that. And Reggie Miller compared it. You know, he's one of the few players compared to Steph Curry and Trae Young that could do it. But, you know, and I'm the biggest Steph Curry fan of all time, but, you know, it's so, he does that, but also it's pretty rare to see him do it as much as Dame Lillard does right now in this time. I'm sure the numbers are in favor of Curry from shots, you know, beyond 35 feet. I'm sure Curry is leading him in that category, but whenever I'm watching, it seems like it's every single game where he's just pulling up. That was the NBA logo. It's not taking up much of half court. It's taking up maybe a couple of feet. He really just walks a couple of feet past half court and he puts it up. I don't know how often I see Steph Curry doing that. Steph Curry makes miraculous shots, circus shots for sure. But from right at the half court line, I don't see it that often. And what Dame's been doing in the bubble's been awesome. But again, I want to give my credit to Yusuf Nurkic too. Jared Allen was cleaning up the boards yesterday for the Nets, but Nurkic, he still had 20 plus points in that game, including a big 3-point play toward the end when he got to the foul line. So I just want to give him his credit, give him his just due. But George Kittle is the story. And, you know, yesterday it was talked about a lot on the station, but the news broke after my show, and I did want to share my thoughts on it. 5 years, $75 million, we heard about that, $40 million guaranteed, 30 of which is due at signing, 10 of which is due for injury. So $40 million total, as reported by Pardon My Take, the podcast for Barstool Sports, great podcast, and well-deserved. I think that's what everyone could essentially say, is just well-deserved. How could anyone refute the Niners trying to pay him like that? And, oh, by the way, Kelsey just got paid too. So, great day for tight ends. Personally, I'd rather have George Kittle than Travis Kelsey. to me, this is, I don't know if this was just the eye test. I didn't have any proof of this last season, but Kelce, he looked a little slower than I originally thought that he was last year. Now, he was getting open, sure, and he's got great hands. He's got some of the best in the NFL, if not the best in the NFL. He really does, and he's a touchdown machine. But just as far as, you know, stretching the field and getting open, it seemed like he was having a tougher time doing that last season. But also, it's Travis Kelce. I mean, what can I really say? How can I criticize that guy? I'd rather have Kittle over him, but, you know, he's still got his big money as well. From 415, Curry hit threes 45% from 35 to 37 feet. That's efficiency. Truth. Truth. But it just feels like from half court, I don't see him stepping one step past half court and then taking those shots as often as Dame does. You see it time and time again, but with Curry, but it feels like with Dame, it's every single game. Very similar styles of play. And it's great to watch them match up with each other, and it's great basketball. I personally enjoy it. I'm sure there are some who don't enjoy it too much, who don't like the long three and kind of feel like it's ruining the game, but whatever. Whatever. You can't blame people for what they think of the sport whenever it's evolving into something new. I did want to get to this Kittle recruiting story, though. And this is from Bleacher Report. And it talked about LeVar Woods. And he's been involved of recruiting battles in his football life. And he was an Iowa high school star football star in the mid-90s. And he is a coach for the Hawkeyes. Or an administrative assistant, excuse me. And he was focused on recruiting when Iowa in 2012 had their recruiting class. And it was a top 40 class nationally that ranked in the middle of the Big Ten. So, you know, in 2012, it wasn't that great of a recruiting class for Iowa. And this is what he had to say about Kittle. Quote, I think the first time any of us were really aware of George was when his letter of intent came across on the fax machine, which is crazy. And George Kittle, he had his parents who had one of them who his dad played at Iowa, and his mom was an all-time athlete too at her high school. So he had parents who were very well known among that world. And this is a quote. These coaches looked at him as a wideout, and they didn't see the intangibles. They saw a kid weighing 190 pounds, and they wanted 6'3", 220. And then he said, come watch him play basketball. He had soft hands. He had the ability to make plays in the paint. I beg those guys. I don't think you see what I see, but he wasn't going to pass the eye test. As his fringe recruiting process wore on, Kittle strongly considered an offer from Weber State. Quote, that was my only visit. He says, I wore a sweatshirt with a coat on top, so I looked 220 when I was really about 195, but I had a blast. And this is the last one. This is from LeVar Woods. I think when everyone looked at his high school tape, the question was what position he was going to be. I was getting ready to transition to coaching linebackers at the time, and one thought was, hey, he may be an outside linebacker for us, or he may be a receiver, or ultimately grow into a tight end. In the end, it was, get him here, and we'll see what happens. And we know what Kittle is now, and there's a quote from The Ringer. This is from Kevin Clark, and this was written earlier this year, but he essentially said the coach told him, don't step out of bounds whenever you're running the football and the football's in your hands. Just stay in bounds and run into people. And here's the quote. This is the thing. This is from John Embry, who was the tight ends coach in 2017 for the 49ers. And his coach said to Kittle, one of the first things he said was never run out of bounds. Turn up field. They will get out of your way. If they don't get out of your way, run them over. And then Kittle said to him, well, they're going to tackle me. And then he never wavered because he was going. And then and he told Kittle, look, man, stay in bounds. Run them over. And there was an exact point in August 19th of 2017. It was a preseason game against the Broncos. And this is a quote from Kittle, 2017. And this just represents everything that he's about. Quote, I turn up field and there's a guy standing there. I said, screw it. I'm just going to run. And the guy kind of just fell over. I ended up in the end zone and I probably should have been pushed out of bounds. So I thought, wow, I get it. If you just run at people, they just kind of tend to get out of your way. It's great. That's fantastic. Love that. And that's really what's made George Kittle in his career. That quote right there shows who he was at the end of that Saints game when he bailed out. Now, I don't want to say bailed out because Jimmy Garoppolo had a great game, but people always look to that Saints game whenever they're trying to pinpoint a moment in Jimmy Garoppolo's career when he beat the Saints in the Voodoo Dome. But without that play on George Kittle, man, I don't know if that win would have come. And it's that mindset which had George Kittle make that play, and they got that win over the Saints. And he's just in everything he does. It's just in everything that he does, and you can tell. And it's in that video when he's running over the Falcons' nickel cornerback and just laughing after he pancake blocks him. It's just his entire mindset. You're paying for that. You're not just paying for a tight end. You're not just paying for the skill set. You're paying for his attitude and everything surrounding it. And his fun that he's having on the field is infectious to everybody else and ultimately makes everybody better. So there's no one on this planet who has watched football would say he's overpaid. As a matter of fact, this is kind of a bargain because some thought he was going to get paid $17, $18 million a year. And they could have just franchised him. 10.5 this year, another 10.5 next year, and then it would have kept going up. But, I mean, how can anyone refute what the Niners did? And how can any Niner fan be mad at trying to pay this guy? You don't necessarily want to build around a tight end, but he's just more than that. He's a utility guy. And when Jamal Adams was talked about being traded to the Seahawks, there was a quote from somebody, and Jamal Adams essentially said he's a superstar first and he's a safety second. It's kind of the same with George Kittle. He's a superstar first, then a tight end second. That's kind of how I think we should look at it. 888-957-9570. Langford, you're still way more overpaid compared to the bargain contract the 49ers got Kittle for. Outage from the 415. Dame intimidating Steph, Dame intimating Steph, but will never duplicate. Trying to figure out the right word there. Yeah, no, you got that right, though. You got that right. 888-957-9570 is a Chill Not a Buddy text line and the phone number. You're going to hear from Ian Rappaport, who was on with Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. We got a bunch of sound from the guys to play. Plus, we got the Bay Bridge series coming up. And I'm going to mention this at the end of every segment, Champions by the Bay. If you're into baseball and you're into the A's and the Giants and you want to know more about the 1989 World Series, go on YouTube, Champions by the Bay. It'll get you jacked up for the A's and Giants coming up this weekend. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Whenever you call me, I'll be there.
Good morning, everybody. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game. Really happy to be in on this Friday. I'm in a good mood. And got a cold brew coffee maker thing that I bought on Amazon. I was told to get one. Because sometimes I hate waiting. You know, I'm not good with hot liquid. I'm not good with it. So I got to wait maybe 10, 15 minutes for it to cool down. I kind of got tired of it. So I was told to get a cold brew coffee maker, and I did. And what you do is you got this pitcher-like substance, and you have a filter, and you fill it up with, I think, 14 tablespoons full of coffee grounds, obviously, and you fill it with water, and then you let it sit overnight. And I drank some for the first time this morning, and it's fantastic. I highly recommend, if you're a coffee fan, that you get a cold brew maker yourself. And it's the most 2020 thing ever that I'm using cold brew. And you're probably looking at me like, well, what are you doing, man? Why are you doing that? Just drink hot coffee. Be a man. Step up. It's really good, though. Highly recommend it. Going to get to the Rappaport sound here in a second from the 510-888-957-9570. Love it if you text in today. Chilton Autobody text line. All this George Kittle talk. Can you play the drop? And what's that song from? Okay. That is pretty evergreen there. Can you play the drop?
What's the drop? That one?
Rides, baby, all day long. Get your tickets.
That?
Run it again!
That one?
Woo!
That one? I don't know which one you're talking about. That's that,
Rides, baby, all day long. Get your tickets.
Wait a second. I know which one you're talking about. Give me a sec here. Is it this one?
Kittle like a niner.
Shout out to Guru. Is it that one? Where's the other one?
Doing Kittle.
Is it that drop that you're talking about? That's the first time I've ever played that drop out here.
Doing Kittle.
From the 510. Kittle. Yeah, all right.
Doing Kittle.
Oh, man, that's too funny. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. Sorry if I disappointed you, 510. I'm sorry. I can't. You can't please everybody in life. And I'm sorry. Going to get to the Bay Bridge series after you hear from Ian Rappaport. He was on with David Radowitkulski yesterday, NFL Network Insider. And he was the one who was reporting on the story. And shout out to the guys for getting him on to the show. Here's that interview. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to play about the first half of it for you. And you could catch the rest on 957thegame.radio.com or the radio.com app and use the rewind feature. You could do all of that. We got so many ways for you to go back and listen. But here is Ian Rappaport from yesterday.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it was never, you know, as you guys know, I mean, it was never a question of was Kittle going to reset the market. Anytime he got a deal, he was always going to be the highest paid tight end in the NFL. It was really just how much. And, you know, I know there was some talk about would he get paid like a receiver and all that, and I sort of scoffed at that a little bit because, you know, tight ends get paid like they get paid. I mean, $10.5 million is the going rate for a really good tight end, or at least it was until, you know, probably last night around 11 p.m., And, you know, then, I mean, he gets like a really, really strong deal from the 49ers, 15 a year, you know, paid like a sort of hybrid receiver tight end. And, you know, he's a good guy. And he's a willing blocker who just decided to become an awesome blocker and did it and gets rewarded for it. I mean, the whole story is endlessly cool. And as far as the deal goes, I mean, he and his agent, Jack Becker, did a really nice job. Did some things for the with the 49ers that the Niners rarely do. I think they had a pretty good day today.
Given that tight ends come into one of two categories, guys who pass catch and guys who block, and rarely do the twains meet, is it hard to make the case that Kittle has reset the tight end market because he does all those other things, or is money just money and the market is what it is?
Well, I think, you know, he is different, right? I mean, there haven't been a ton of them. I mean, you could talk about, like, the really good tight ends, and obviously Travis Kelce was another one we were talking about today. Kelce and Kittle are not the same. I mean, they play the same position, but they are not the same. And anyone who's watched Kittle knows that. I mean, he throws his body around there. He is key on the edge in the run game, just like Gronk in his prime was in New England. And Gronk, you know, had the tight end market at the top of it for a long time. And, you know, Hunter Henry comes up this year, and he is a dynamic player when healthy. But I'm not sure he's going to reach where Kittle did either. Like, I could see, you know, depending on what's coming down the pipe a little bit, I mean, I could see this deal standing for a little while because he is a unique talent. There's not a lot of guys. I mean, it's not like, you know, these kinds of tight ends that block like Kittle does or like Gronk did and can catch passes like Kelce does or like Jimmy Graham did in his prime, I mean, these guys aren't coming from college, you know? So I could see this standing for a while, but he is unique. And, I mean, think about how few of these guys there actually are in the NFL right now, like a handful maybe.
So you said you sort of scoffed at the idea of a tight end getting paid like a wide receiver, and I understand your point, but if George Kittle wasn't the sort of lovable, magnanimous dude who agreed to this deal and had wanted to hold out or demand a trade or make more of a fuss in general, do you think he maybe could have gotten someone to give him 18 to 20?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, those guys tend to get overpaid anyway. You know, if you put yourself in a position where the team really can't keep you and they have to trade you, then, I mean, he would have gone for, you know, a first-round pick plus, you know, I mean, 15 is a lot. I mean, maybe 16, maybe it would have been a little more. But, I mean, I don't know how much higher it could have gone. You know, I mean, I guess it depends on the need, really. But, I mean, he, you know, he really maximized his leverage. And the fact that he's a good guy, the fact that he showed up, the fact that the 49ers went places they have not gone in previous deals and were, I think, more than happy to pay him, just speaks to the entire package. And yeah, I mean, maybe he would have gotten more if he had thrown a fuss, but thrown a fit or whatever. But I'm not sure that Kittle would have ever done that, honestly.
Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. So, you know, we're close to the team. When they're bad, I'm sure we're overly critical. When they're good, we probably hype a little bit too much praise upon them. As someone who's just sitting back, no skin in the game as far as the Niners are concerned, what do you think of the franchise that they have revealed themselves to be under Kyle Shanahan's tenure?
I mean, I think they're in a really, really good place. You know, I was looking at some stuff online. I remember when Rich Eisen talked about how good of an offseason the 49ers had, and he kind of got some criticism because they didn't do anything. You know, they traded a great player, and then they signed, you know, some of their own guys, and it was like, okay, well, that was, you know, I guess that was their offseason. Well, to me, I mean, they did a lot of great things. You know, they rewarded a couple of their great players. I think that's, you know, that really helps. Re-signed some of their own. They got an extra first-round pick. They had two defensive linemen they could have paid. Sounds like they basically picked the cheaper of the one, but who probably played a little bit better last year, maybe, except in the playoffs. I think that's probably true of Armstead, you know, and got a much more favorable deal there, and got an extra first-round pick in a player that they would not have had a chance at otherwise in Kinlaw. I mean, this is kind of what it's supposed to be, right? I mean, you're supposed to sign your own. You're supposed to make smart business decisions and not get caught up in, you know, kind of the let your heart do the talking. Because obviously, you know, for Buckner, like, they liked him. They would have liked to keep him. It was a business decision. I think they're in a really good place. And, you know, the other thing is they got some pretty good young players coming up that we haven't even seen the best of yet. Debo is one of them. You know, see when he's actually healthy. But I like where the 49ers are as a franchise.
How much of that is due to the fact that Jed York, whose tenure had not been good except for a couple of years up until the day he hired Kyle Shanahan, finally realized that signing the checks and getting out of the way is the best way to have a parade and cash more checks?
Well, I think what Jed York probably – the position he's in now – I think is actually the goal of everyone. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, when you become owners, and, you know, unfortunately, guys, I'm not this sure this is something I'm going to end up having experience in, but so I hear, maybe you guys either, but when you become an owner, you know, you want to be involved in every little detail, and that's all cool, and you want to sort of be hands-on, and then, you know, the reality is, the dream is you hire awesome people and you just let them do their thing, right? Like, you know, Robert Kraft is a great owner. And football-wise, whenever I've talked to, you know, him or his son Jonathan, who's the president, or people connected to him, they all, you know, say the same thing. It's like, well, yeah, but that's a decision for Bill. They defer to Belichick football all the time. And that is what you want to get to. You want to hire really good people, have stability, and let them just work. And sometimes you agree, and sometimes you're kind of like, oh, maybe this is not how I would do it, but you hire smart people and let them work, usually it works out okay. And I think that's where, you know, the Niners are. I mean, I remember, you know, when the Kyle Shanahan hire was probably not a surprise. The John Lynch hire was. The Adam Peters hire was something where, you know, I was surprised he was hired for that responsible position so early. And it all has worked, you know, and they really have got to a point now where, like, I don't know when the Niners are going to be bad again, but it might not be for a bit because they got this thing rolling. Like, it could continue for a while.
Looking at college football about to shut down, apparently,
yeah.
If it's all not going to happen right now, we don't know, but let's say no college football happens. What in your mind is the biggest effect that has on the NFL?
I will cheat and give you two. One is off-season calendar gets moved back. So instead of the draft in late April, you're probably talking the draft, you know, let's say they play in the spring, right? I mean, that's It seems that teams are going to really, really, really try to play in the spring. Let's say, I guess the winter, because technically January is the winter. Let's say they play in the winter, January, February, March. You know, then you're probably talking slide the draft back a little bit, maybe early June or maybe in May, and then the combine a little bit before that, and hopefully there's a vaccine so we can actually go to these things. And, you know, that would be the effect there. The other thing is, if college football vacated the Saturday television landscape, you'd have games at probably 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, NFL games on Saturday. And it would be, you know, as someone who likes NFL football a lot, it would be kind of fun because it would be games all the time. It'd be Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, I mean, Monday. That would be a fun week. And I think, you know, the ratings would probably be really good because people like football, and when there's nothing else to watch, that's what they want to watch. So those, I think, I could see that in our future if it goes the direction it looks like it's going.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider. He was on with Damon Radowinkowski. You can catch that on 957thegame.radio.com. Download the radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. All that. We got so many ways for you to just find any interview that you want, any interview that you want to listen to. You can catch any and all of them. And if not, I'll reprimand them. All right? I got your back. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number from the 925. Cold brew is the best. Yes, it is. Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Feeling it. Like, I drank cold brew for the first time this morning in quite a while. I got this cold brew maker, and I got it this morning, and it's just, it got me hyped up. It got me hyped up today. And it's great. Love it. Highly recommend it. From the 760. I was thinking, hey, diddle, diddle, kittle up the middle. You know, there's so much you could do with his last name. Enjoy the puns that you could create. I created, but I did a terrible one. And you know what? I'm going to do this. Let me take you back to, as soon as you hear this, the drop that I'll play, I'll take you back to, what was it? November 24th of 2019, when I gave my worst George Kittle pun that I think you've ever heard. So when I play the drop, we're going to pretend that this is going to be me on the show the day after the Niners played the Packers, all right? So as soon as this tire screech hits, it's going to be as if we're back in November 24th, 2019, and I'm going to redo a tiny part of my show the day after coming in here and they beat the Packers. So we'll use this tire screech as kind of a way to go back in time to November 24th, 2019. This was the worst pun I think I've ever done on the show. Good morning, everyone. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show. Niners put a hurting on the Packers. Aaron Rodgers couldn't do anything. He looked scared out there, but the one guy getting a 61-yard touchdown, his name is George Kittle. And when that happened, the Kittle is boiling.
Rolling left, eyes downfield, great protection, wide open. George Kittle inside the 10, touchdown San Francisco. Oh, baby. That's 61 yards.
Credit NBC for the audio.
All right, now we're back. Now we're back. That was the worst pun I think I've ever done with George Kittle. It was just awful. And I regretted it as soon as I said it. But in the end, this is live radio, and whatever you say goes on the air. Just happens. There are some details, though, that came out about the salary cap and how it's going to be, because we just don't know. And John Clayton, he was on with Roxy Covey and Lowe yesterday. He's an NFL insider extraordinaire. He's so great, and he does stuff for ESPN 710 in Seattle. But John Clayton kind of broke down what the salary cap would be like. Take a listen to John Clayton on George Kittle.
You kind of got the feeling yesterday when some numbers started to come out that this thing was going to get done. I thought maybe it was going to be in the 13 range. 15 a million a year is very fair. Again, the guarantee right on point, because normally a guarantee is going to be two times the average. So a good deal. Now the key is to find out what next year's cap number is going to be, because just like you talked about a little bit, the Rams went through, well, the 49ers are going to go through the same thing. And it's not because they overspent on contracts. It's because the cap is going to go down maybe $20 to $23 million. And this team has 20-some plus free agents that are going to be up. And so it's going to be a real tough one to see, because this deal certainly now puts them over next year's cap. but they'll have to make some adjustments to get some things done. But Prague, who does the contracts, does a very good job, but it's not going to be easy keeping the team together.
So John Clayton kind of playing devil's advocate in a sort of way, because there's no one that can say it's a bad contract that they gave him, but down the line, it is going to be interesting to see what happens with the salary cap, considering we're in a pandemic. I mean, if the NFL season even happens this year, all that sort of stuff, and trading away DeForest Buckner, I think, paved the way for paying George Kittle when they could. I think if they would have kept DeForest Buckner, then they probably would have had to franchise tag Kittle for 10.5. And Kittle doesn't strike me as a type of dude that would hold out of his contract. Because he just loves playing football, and the money is kind of secondary. That's just my guess. I don't know George Kittle personally. I'm not texting him, wondering like, hey man, what are you thinking about the contracts? Are you thinking about holding out? I'm not doing any of that. But I do think that he's the type of dude who would be willing to stay even if he's not getting what he probably deserves. In the end, though, it is a business, and when you can get paid the money and you're going to get offered the money, you're going to take it wherever they're going. But they probably would have franchise tagged him for $10.5 million and made it even tougher to pay him in the future. So it's a trade-off. You know, I wasn't a big fan of trading away DeForest Buckner, but pass rushers cost a lot, especially defensive ends. So it's a way to pay for more than a tight end is worth. That's what the whole situation was with that. But again, it remains to be seen what happens in the future. Nick Bosa is going to be another one that you're going to have to pay. That's also a contributing factor to the DeForest Buckner trade as well. So it's a good deal in the end, and it's kind of a bargain. It's really kind of a bargain. But I want to know from you, 888-957-9570 is the phone number from the 408. DJ Nice Guy Steve, great at most things except for George Kittle puns. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's not that great. Not too great. I wasn't proud of myself. November 24th was a really tough day for me. I was down a lot that day, knowing that I made that pun. It's something that happened. But that's why you gotta listen every day, because I'll make you feel better about yourself, about your jokes. But I want to know from you, 888-957-9570, is there, which players up there with George Kittle do you see having fun on the field as much as he does? And in whatever sport, in basketball, in baseball, even in football too, whatever. Like, which player do you feel like you can put on that Mount Fun on the field or court more? Sorry, Dibs. Took your bit. But who can you put there that has the most fun on the field that you could just tell, who just exudes like they're having fun? One guy for me is Steph. When he's doing this, when he's on, man, there's nothing more fun than watching him, because he's having fun on the court doing it, and he's enjoying himself and he's enjoying being with the team. But I want to know from you, 888-957-9570, who do you put in that equation, in that category of guys who are having the most fun or look like they're having the most fun? I want to know from you. But for right now, I do want to look at the seeding here from what I predicted for the bubble. I want to see if I'm right. I had the Magic 8th. Got it. Nets 7th. Got it. The Heat 6th. Did not get that one. The Pacers 5th. Got that. I had the Raptors being 4th. Wrong. I had the Celtics being 3rd, right. I had the Sixers being 2nd, wrong, and Bucks being 1st. Ugh, you know, I'm okay with those predictions, but man, it was totally wrong. It's Bucks, Raptors, Celtics, Heat, Pacers, Sixers, Nets, Magic. Sixers I thought were going to be 2nd, and they ended up being 6th. Not good. Not good. That's fine, though. In the Western Conference, in the 8th seed, I had the Pelicans. In the 7th seed, I had the Grizzlies. Wrong. 6th seed, Mavericks. Wrong. 5th seed, this is so bad. 5th seed, Jazz. Wrong. 4th seed, Denver Nuggets. Wrong. 3rd seed, Houston Rockets. Wrong. OKC, not in there. Oh, man, that was so bad. And then I had the rest right. But, oh, that just goes to show a shakeup in the Western Conference. It was kind of easy to predict how the Eastern Conference was going to go. But the Western Conference, that was tough. And from the 5-1-0, Nick Bosa, Pat Mahomes comes in second place to Kittle. He looks like he's having a lot of fun, too. That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, everyone. Have a great weekend. Coz Low and Dibs coming up next. Thank you so much. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.